So I'm here in sunny La Palma, Canary Islands, with Ultra Running Supremo and Salomon team member Anna Frost. First question, how did you get into trail running and ultra running?
Well, hi, yeah, it's really nice and sunny here today. I think it was a little bit by accident. In 2004, I was helping to organise the mountain running champs in New Zealand, and a friend just said to me, well, you've set out the course, you pretty much know it, you may as well race it. So I did, and qualified for the World Mountain Running Champs that year in Italy. And I fell in love. I fell in love with the travel, with the people, with the event, with the mountains, and that really started my passion for being on the trails. So from there I sort of came into a bit more of the mountain running scene, which then turned into the sky running scene, which was more like mountain marathons. And then it was someone just challenged me to step it up to an ultra.
And what was your sporting background before
that? I was a hockey player, field hockey player.
Yeah. Where's your favourite place in the world to run?
Oh, that's so hard. I've been to the most amazing places in the world, and well, some of them. There's plenty more to do. And you get something from each place, something that you love about each place, whether it's the people or the mountains or the oceans. And I can't really say I have one favourite place, but probably up there for me, Nepal, somewhere that's just so special to me. I really love the Dolomites and around those parts of Italy. And I was lucky to go to Antarctica a few years ago, and you're running on just big blocks of black land and white snow, and it's something that you've never seen before. So
okay, so there's obviously amazing highs in your sport. Mm-hmm. But I'd imagine, I know there are some bad lows as well.
Yeah.
What's been the toughest race you've ever done, and when have you had to dig inside yourself the most?
Yeah, I guess I've had a couple really. There's one race that I collapsed in the World Mountain Running Champs in New Zealand in 2005. It was just, I'd done a really silly diet beforehand. I hadn't had enough sugar, and after about, I think it was even, under 20 minutes, I'd just gone through all my glucose and just collapsed in a disgusting heap. So mentally that was probably worse off, but I also learnt probably the biggest lesson from that it is just running. I was totally gutted, I was totally disappointed, and it wasn't until a couple of weeks later of me in this horrible, miserable state that I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you've got so miserable and so grumpy and upset about just a race. So then it changed my perception of running and racing and why I did it. And I did it because I loved it. I didn't do it because of any other reason. So I didn't want to have that negativity towards it. And then from then, probably physically the hardest race was in Nepal in the marathon. I had gone over my ankle about 8K into the race, and it was a big, fat ankle, and it was really sore, and I had to make the call whether I finished the marathon or whether I jumped on the back of a donkey and got hobbled out. So there was the answer right there. I was not getting on a donkey. So physically that was I had to really push through that, as well as the altitude, as well as the lack of water and the cold and the heat and everything. So and mentally it was probably the first ultra I did, which was in San Francisco. It was just so unknown, it was so different, that my brain was taking a while to adjust to this new thing.
Cool. And how has 2012 gone so far for you?
Oh, it's been pretty good. I had a really nice summer's break in New Zealand, just adventuring around a lot of New Zealand that I haven't seen before, and spending time with friends and family, which is super important to probably all of us. So that was a really lovely time, and then re-met up with all the Salomon family out in Greece a couple of weekends ago for our advance week. And then I've just had the last month here in La Palma getting used to the island, to adventuring around on my bike, swimming in the ocean, sunbathing, becoming a local really. So
I mean, it looks like a most amazing place to come and live and train.
Yeah, it's tiny, but there's so many nooks and crannies to explore.
Why do you think it's attracted quite such a stellar field, the race this year?
This particular race? It's been a driving force. It's not a coincidence that we're all sitting here with the media and with the film crew and the TV crew and athletes from all over the world.